Let's stay on the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with State Representative Barb Byram. Last night and this morning, I'm going through all our different resources when we're just trying to find out what's going on. MLive, and we look at the Detroit News and Detroit Free Press, and talk with Rich Hurl from WILS's news center. And I found this one quote here that best describes in a comical way what's happened to Barb Byram. GOP blames tantrum. Dems representatives agree. The House silenced Representative Byram after some conversations she was having, and we wanted to get her take on this. Representative Byram, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Tell us what happened.
I find it so interesting that they call it a tantrum, and some people have quoted the GOP from saying that I marched down the aisle. I find that kind of humorous because I actually have a knee injury that I've had since Saturday, so marching is actually not physically possible. And the tantrum is just so completely, that's not what happened. And, you know, people that know me know that I am a reasonable individual. I'm calm. This happened on Wednesday. I rose to speak in support of an amendment to House Bill 5711. And I can only assume that's why I was censored on Thursday. I was not told why I was censored on Thursday, nor was I told how long I was going to be banned from speaking. Republican leadership had Representative Leader Siegel tell me. So they didn't even tell me that I was banned, but rather had Leader Siegel tell me that I was banned from speaking. She didn't know why, and she didn't know for how long. So I didn't speak on the House floor yesterday, and I should have spoken in support of and in opposition of a few election bills, but I was prohibited from speaking. I wasn't even allowed to introduce some guests that I had in the balcony.
Why?
Yesterday.
Why?
I don't know. They didn't tell me. I can only assume it's because I wanted to speak in support of my amendment to the House bill, and I said the word vasectomy because that's what my amendment would have started to regulate. And you know, I'm at a loss for words, quite honestly, which in my line of work is not common, but to ban someone from speaking is banning their citizens from being heard on the House floor. And each legislator represents the same number of people. And we all should have the same opportunity to have our constituents, their voices, be heard.
Did you say any other words that maybe made some people feel uneasy?
I said, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to speak to my amendment, Mr. Speaker, vasectomy. Then the speaker said something to me, and I indicated that I represent the same number of people as he did. So I don't know what could have been offensive in mm-hmm. those words. You know, there's another legislator that was banned along with me, and we don't know if it's because she talked about her Jewish beliefs or if it's because she said the word vagina in her opposition speech to the legislation. We don't know because they didn't tell us.
Well, that doesn't seem right. Shouldn't you be told what happened, what went wrong?
Well, absolutely. I mean, one would think that if you are the leader of the House of Representatives, you would, one, go up to the legislator and tell them what they did wrong, how long the punishment would be. I mean, I'm just, this is completely out of the ordinary for the House of Representatives. You know, I'm in my last term, and it is clear that they cannot handle a woman that respectfully disagrees with them. And their only idea is to just ban us from speaking. How absurd.
What is your recourse?
Reaching out to the press and, you know, bringing to light what's going on in the House of Representatives and how out of touch they are. And rather than focusing on creating jobs and making sure our kids get a good education, they are banning female legislators from speaking about their reproductive health on a reproductive health bill.
And that brings up the specifics of those bills in regards to abortion, how this has become a focal point the last couple of weeks at the Capitol.
You know, in this debate was a debate, and it was completely appropriate. Representative Brown used proper names for organs. I used a proper name for a medical procedure. Unfortunately, the debate didn't happen in the committee where it should have happened. People were not permitted to speak. There were many women there, women organizations, doctors in the committee that wanted to speak and couldn't, quite frankly. So then the bill came to the House, and it was the House where, on the floor, we needed to debate that issue and to debate the bill. And as a result, we have been banned from speaking.
All right, Representative Byram, we will contact you again to talk more about this next week. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
You're listening to 1320 WILS.